listening in on Experience Marshalltown. Today, our guest is Oscar Ibanez, and we are going to be talking about the
Sanchez.
Wrong one. Sorry. I apologize. And we are going to be talking about the
Sábado de Gloria.
Yeah, the Saturday of Glory, the traditional Mexican rodeo with a Latin concert. So we got Oscar here. I apologize for that.
That's okay.
I've got Oscar here, and we want to learn more about this unique event that's coming to Marshalltown. And so, Oscar, tell us a little bit about the tradition behind this particular event and the celebration and what it means to the culture.
Well, it goes back to Mexico. I mean, it's a traditional Easter tradition that we have every year. It's every year. It's and not just particular places in Mexico. It's all over Mexico. Where I come from, in my small little town, it's a big deal. It's a big celebration, and a lot of people from other towns, they actually come and join. So there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that actually come from the States. They go over down to Mexico just for Easter. And then, of course, they have to come back. But
sure,
pretty much that's sure. It's a big, huge celebration that it's done in Mexico. And we're trying to do a little bit of that taste here in Marshalltown.
Great, great. And let's talk a little bit about, we've already talked about the why, you know, why it's we celebrate that here. And talk a little bit about what we can expect at the event for the listeners who might not be familiar with it, may want to come out and spend the day.
Sure. It's going to be 100% Latino, which means that there's a lot of Mexican food, traditional Mexican food, what you actually eat in Mexico, like corn in the cob is really, really popular over there. Mm-hmm. The tacos, of course. There's aguas frescas, which is fresh waters like agua de horchata. It's like the rice water.
Sure.
And other traditional, we call them aguas, mm-hmm. and which translate to waters, they're just fruit or flavored waters.
Okay.
Fresh, very fresh. There's going to be like fruit with all kinds of condiments, typical Mexican treats, as well as Mexican beers.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It's not just, how do I put it? It's not just a, I guess I can't find the word.
That's
but
okay.
I mean, it's actually.
Yeah. So if you want to experience this and share in your culture, this would be a great experience for folks to come out and spend the day and learn more and have just celebrate with you know, as a community, as a whole. So we're excited about you taking the time to bring this here. So what other things other than the food? And I know you're going to have some music and entertainment.
Yes. There's bulls, rodeo.
Okay.
In Spanish, we call it jaripeo.
Okay.
Which is actually, it kind of translates to rodeo in English. But
sure.
There's bulls coming from out of state. It's really good bulls that they come with their riders, and pretty much it's just like I said, a traditional Mexican festival that it's very popular in Mexico.
Sure.
The riding bulls. So.
So this will be located in, is this going to be located, so it's located, let's talk about, I don't know if we've shared that it's located on the Central Iowa Fairgrounds.
Yes, it is.
And
it's inside the arena. It's not going to be outside. So I got a lot of people calling me or asking about, hey, is this going to be outside? Because the weather looks like it's not going to be cooperating. Well, it's going to be inside the arena.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be covered.
Okay. Well, good. That's good to know.
Uh-huh.
Good.
And then as far as the entertainment, music entertainment, we have traditional big names, big artists. One of them, our main act, his name is Noel Torres. He's a really well-known singer.
Mm-hmm.
The next one would be Control, which they have some dancers up there, some guys dancing, and they're playing. And the other one, it's a band from Chicago. It's all trumpets. It's all brass. They're going to be playing actually without the sound system. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then we have another band from Omaha.
Okay.
That they're going to actually be playing during the rodeo.
Okay.
So
entertainment pretty much throughout the entire event.
Correct.
And let's talk about how many days the event is.
The event is, for that one, it's just this Saturday. And then the next day, actually, which is Sunday, Easter Sunday, we have horse races.
Okay.
At the same location, same fairgrounds.
Okay. In the same location as the rodeo then.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's actually the Mexican horse races.
Okay.
It's just in a straight line. It's
okay.
Not going round.
Okay. Okay. So lots of stuff going on. So who should come out to this event?
Everybody.
Everybody. That's right. We want to invite families to come out and spend the day. And so if you're looking for something to do for over the weekend, make sure you come out and experience the Mexican rodeo. There's lots of entertainment, great food, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for our second segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
News Talk 1230 KFJB, 842, 48 degrees. Val Ruff and Oscar Sanchez talking about the events this weekend at the fairgrounds. And again, it'll be indoors. And Oscar is right. The forecast does not sound that good for Saturday. Sunday's another matter.
Oh, yeah?
Sunday, they are saying mostly sunny.
Mostly sunny.
Yeah. That'll be the one good day this weekend.
We'll take it away with that. Okay, so it sounds like but the fairgrounds has got buildings that people can go, you know, in and out. So today we're talking with Oscar Sanchez about the traditional Mexican rodeo and then all the great things that are going to be happening at that event. And so we were just talking a little bit at break about, you know, who should attend this. And so I don't know if you want, you know, we talked about bringing the whole, it's a great family fun environment to bring the whole family out. There's all kinds of things for folks to do. Is there going to be kids activities for the kids? And
absolutely. There's actually those bouncy houses, whatever they're called.
Yep, bounce
and
houses.
The rodeo company, the one that's bringing the bulls, they're bringing in a mini bull. So the kids go on it. It's not, you know, it's not going to be jumping up and down and anything like that. So it's used to being around people and kids petting him and kids going on the bull. So
okay.
It's a mini
bull. Oh, so it's a real mini bull.
It's a real mini bull.
Okay.
Yes. But actually, we are going to have a riding mechanical bull. Yes,
okay.
As well. So yes, there's going to be tons of activities for the kids. You know, not just counting the food-wise, because there's a lot of kids that actually like that traditional food.
Sure.
Because it's all in your hand.
Sure.
You know, and especially fruit and corn in the cob. It's gonna be really for families.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's great. And so let's talk a little bit too then, Oscar, about what the cost would be for a family to bring their, you know, bring their entire family out for the day and the afternoon and enjoy the event.
Sure. Well, to be honest with you, the cost for the business to do all this, it's actually pretty high. Mm-hmm. But we have to actually take our charge for the people that want to come out. It started at $30.
Okay.
So that pretty much covers the rodeo.
Okay.
It covers the music entertainment.
Okay.
We're not charging for parking space for you to park the car.
Sure, that's great.
So pretty much it covers a lot of our cost.
Sure.
So
it's $30 per adult.
It started at 30.
Okay.
We were just limited on tickets.
Okay.
So after those tickets were gone, they actually went up to $40.
Okay. So if you bought a ticket in advance, they were 30.
Yes.
Okay.
And then actually there's tickets right now that they're selling at 40 now.
Okay.
And there's plenty of those.
Okay. Okay. So it's $40 per adult for the day for pretty much everything that you want to attend. And then, so that, what about kids? Where do you start with the age for kids where they get to get in?
11 and under are free.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
11 and under are free. Okay. So you could make a great day. You know, you go out of town and you spend money and you eat and all that. So you've got, it's not a bad deal.
No, I don't think so.
Good day to
I
mean, take the family out and, yeah. you know, enjoy your tradition and come out and enjoy the music and the food and family and the kids can have a great time. And
yeah. And you're going to be experiencing something that it's happening right now in Mexico, which mm-hmm. Fortunately, there's a lot of people that they wish they were out there, but they could not go because, I don't know, just
sure.
Big situations. But like my father, he had actually scheduled to go, he bought his plane ticket to go right the next day after the event.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to spend it here. I'm going to cancel my flight ticket. I'm just going to spend it here. Because one is he loves this type of thing, and it's actually going to be our first event.
Okay.
Doing this in Marshalltown. So he wants to experience it the whole way. And, you know, it's kind of cool. To have it here in this town.
So you're bringing it to us, which is really neat. So thank you for your efforts, because I'm sure this has been a big undertaking, mm-hmm. You know, to bring in something like this and be the contact for all the vendors. And so we appreciate you, you know, being the contact and bringing all this event to our community, because I know that this will bring a lot of folks to our community. So, absolutely. And we want to make sure that Marshalltown's ready and that, you know, we've got we're geared up for our hospitality that we're well known for here in Marshalltown. So
yes, I want to add to that I've been getting a lot of phone calls from Omaha,
uh-huh.
Kansas City, what's it called, Minnesota. We're getting a lot of calls. There's actually some horses. They're actually coming to race from Iowa City.
Okay,
they're coming from Des Moines. And Omaha, those are the horses that they're coming up here and racing.
So not only will the can families come out and attend, but you've got others coming in that are going to be participants.
Oh yes.
So you know that you know this could bring anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people into the community. So we appreciate that. That's I think the listeners need to really understand that's a big economic impact for our community, and you know it's good for the fairgrounds. It's good for our community as a whole. So. So I know that you and I were talking a little bit before we came in that you have a promotional video if somebody wants to learn more about the event. And it's to date has 20,700 views, and that's on Facebook.
It is. Yes. As of right now, I just glanced at it a little bit ago, and it's about 20,700 views.
So that promotional video is located where?
You can look at it under Sábado de Gloria. On Facebook,
okay.
Or Actually, the fairgrounds Facebook page, they have it on theirs as well.
Okay, the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. Yes. Okay. And we can be posting that on the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau page as well. So we want to make sure that you can get all this information. I know we've talked about a lot of information, and if you're listening and you want more information, you can get on the Facebook page. And I'm going to go ahead and spell that for the listeners. It's S-A, B as in boy, A as in apple, D as in dog, O, and then D as in dog, E, and Gloria, G-L-O-R-A. So you can get that on Facebook, and you can get it on the Central Iowa Fairgrounds, and you can also get that on the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. I'm pretty sure we have it on our Facebook page, and I know we have it on the calendar of events. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning.
Start your morning with a rich, smooth, and freshly brewed McCafe coffee. And now, get any size for just $1 at McDonald's. Limited time offer. Price of participation may vary. A la carte only.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Yeah, I'll take a small Coke.
And I'll have a large, please.
You know, you can get any size Coke for just a dollar, right?
So, a small Coke is just a dollar?
Uh-huh.
And a large is just a dollar?
Yes. Are you guys okay?
You just blew our different size minds. Sorry, he got excited again.
It's nice getting any size bang for your buck. So come into McDonald's and get an ice cold, delicious any size Coke for just a buck. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary.
Meet in the Middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
News Talk 1230 KFJB coming up on 852, 48 degrees still in Marshalltown. Let's get back to Experience Marshalltown and Val Ruff.
Thank you. Welcome back to Experience Marshalltown. So today we have Oscar Sanchez, and Oscar and I are talking about the Sábado de Gloria, which means Saturday of Glory. And this is a traditional Mexican rodeo that they, as a tradition of their culture. And we're talking about the things that are going to be happening out at the fairgrounds, the Central Iowa Fairgrounds, this weekend, starting on Saturday. You know, we didn't really talk about what time of the day it starts. Do you want to share a little bit about what time of the day on Saturday, the time?
Sure. The doors open up at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And it'll go until 2 a.m.
Okay.
That's the whole day, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the next day for the horse races, Sunday, this actually starts at noon.
Okay, so at noon.
Noon till probably till the sun goes down.
Okay, okay. And that's on Sunday.
Yes, and we're also going to have food. We're also going to have beverages in there.
Okay.
And it's for families as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so lots of entertainment and things for the entire family to do, stuff for the kids to do. The other thing we were talking about a little bit at the break was, you know, the location is at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. And let's talk a little bit about, I think a lot of things that people don't think about is that in Marshalltown, when you're here for an event or a festival of any kind, there's no parking. There's not a parking fee. Mm-hmm. And I don't care where you go, anywhere else, you usually typically have to pay a parking fee. And we have to at the Iowa State Fair, and yep. We know it's a hefty price down there. But, yep. You know, it is free parking. And as far as the location of where folks should come on Saturday, Where should they be pulling in on the Central Iowa Fairgrounds?
It's going to be really noticeable where people are going in. So it's going to be in the west side of the Central Fairgrounds.
Okay, that big grassy lot next to 12th Avenue then. Okay, and like we said, there's no charge for parking, and it is, there's a flat rate for adults. If you're under 11, you get to go in free, and if you want to get tickets, where can we get tickets? If I want to get some tickets, where do I get those?
Either you can order them through phone as well.
Oh, okay.
Or you can go to some of our locations here in Marshalltown.
Okay.
One location, it's a store called La Salud. Uh-huh. It's a Mexican store. The other one, it's Ay Caramba.
Okay.
That's a restaurant right across the street from La Salud on First Street.
Sure.
There's Zamora's.
Okay,
Fresh
Zamora's.
Market.
Sure.
Yep, they have some there too.
Okay.
Siete Rayos, the liquor store.
Okay.
They have there some too. And then there's another store down on 3rd Ave. It's called La Vecindad.
Okay.
They have some in there as well.
Okay.
Great. And like I said, I think they ran out of the $30 ones.
Okay.
And then the next ones are the $40.
Okay. So that's to get a $40 ticket, and it's $40 per person, per adult.
Yes.
And under 11 is free. So you can get those. And then what if I decide, what if I get busy and I didn't get a ticket, but I want to come out? Can I get them at the door?
Absolutely. We're going to have a box office there.
Okay. So I can get them at the door and bring my family out on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock and have a great time until 2 a.m. and then get up in the next day and watch the horse races.
Yeah. It sounds exhausting, but actually in Mexico, it's for 6 days.
Wow.
It's nonstop having fun.
Sure. Sure.
And it's actually pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's a different type of you don't have to worry about going to work. You don't have to worry about, you know, cooking food, because there's a lot of food.
Sure.
You know, all there is just entertaining yourself, entertaining your family, and entertaining everybody else.
Yeah, just come out and have a carefree time and enjoy the festival. And this is a tradition, and I want to make sure that we thank you for the hard work you've done to bring this to the families here.
Sure.
I'm sure they appreciate it, and it's going to be a great celebration. Is there anything else that you would like to share?
Sure. I do. It is going to be really safe. There is a security staff that's coming down, professional, from Des Moines. They're contracted to pretty much to keep everybody safe.
Sure.
Because like I said, we are going to have some alcohol there, mm-hmm. that we're going to be selling. And in case there's something happens, they're there for that security purpose. But like I said, it's... we're going to try to do this every year if it's possible. I hope it's not our first and last event. so we could, there's actually a lot of people calling.
Yeah.
A lot of people calling, and they want this type of stuff on here in Marshalltown.
Sure.
You know,
well, good.
Even from the people from Iowa City, because
mm-hmm.
the people from Iowa City, they go to Omaha and race horses, so this is very convenient for them.
Great. So thank you for your efforts to bring this here. again, I want to take this final minute just to remind folks that to get more information on this event, you can go to our website at www.marshalltown.org and click on the calendar of events, and then just hover the mouse over the Sabado de Gloria. All that information, if you click on it, all the information will pop up as far as the location, ticket price, what you can expect, what's going to be going on. And then there's a lot of other events going on, the Easter traditional holiday, for kids on Saturday, in the morning, if you want to go out and do an Easter egg hunt. The First Baptist Church has an Easter egg hunt going on, and there's lots of good stuff going on this weekend for, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So check that out on our website, and thank you for listening in today on Experience Marshalltown, and have a good day out there.